It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Cassis does it again, it's gone, it's into the bullpen, this game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field, it's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires, swing and a miss, Frank Lee, it's over!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. Not an episode number. This is a series preview. We're doing the series preview. The Sox are playing the Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's a three-game series starting on Friday the 5th, 5th, 6th, 7th. And we're just going to jump right into it. It's me, Sammy, and Pat here. Coop's behind the glass. Actually, we're not going to jump right into it because before we do, you got to hit that subscribe button. Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us 5 stars. We're on YouTube too. We're on the Play Tessie podcast playlist that's in WEI's feed. So go subscribe to WEI and hit the thumbs up on our podcast. Leave us comments all over the place. Tell us how many games in this Red Sox-Angels series you think the Red Sox are going to come up with. They just finished up a good, I don't want to say big. It was a good sweep of the A's. I don't think you can ever call a series of the A's big, but it was a very good sweep of the A's. If you haven't listened to our series recap, we just did a whole episode on that, dropped Thursday. So make sure you go back and listen to that. That is episode 61. Did a whole big full episode for you there. But this one is a series preview because the Sox are going to play the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Sammy and Pat here. Should we just go right into the matchups, pitching matchups? You guys have anything before that, or should we just jump right in?
Let's friggin' do it. Pat's face is scaring me.
Pat, what was that?
Hit it.
Is that what that face means? That's your hit it? That's your hit it face?
And then Sammy started talking, so I just had to maintain that energy.
Pat, I never want you to do that again. I wish I could edit that out in post.
Just
sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah, let's jump right into it. This is huge. This is the series that everyone's been talking about. Everyone's been waiting for. The big Anaheim trip.
Many are saying ALCS preview. Not me. I'm not saying it, but many are saying it.
Several people have said that. They are all incarcerated.
Listen, guys, you joke around, but the Red Sox are 5-2 and the Angels are 4-2. Okay?
Yeah, but the Angels beat the Marlins and the Red Sox beat the A's, who have way more rings than the Marlins. So think about that.
That's true. Hey, but the Marlins do have 2 rings since we've been born.
Since you guys were born, Red Sox?
Yeah, Pat wasn't born. Wait, what was the first one? 97, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was born. Pat, what were you born? 98?
99.
Oh, so you've got a good chance to live in 3 different centuries if you can make it to like 101.
You're instilling a lot of confidence in me.
But Pat, yeah. You gotta grow up. When I was your age, I was like 28.
You're funny, man.
You couldn't make this up.
No, shut up, Sammy. Shut up.
You couldn't have dreamed this up.
No, we're not doing this.
Hairs on Gordo's arms are standing up with just anger.
They really are. You joke, but they are.
You guys didn't even pick up on it. I snuck a little double one in there.
I picked up on that.
Yeah.
We're not doing it. All right,
let's preview this series.
Pitching matchups. Game one, Cutter Crawford versus Griffin Canning. Cutter Crawford, First start against Seattle, he went six scoreless. Actually, it wasn't six scoreless. It was six innings, no earned. He let up an unearned run. Griffin Canning faced Baltimore in his first start, went five innings, five earned. Garrett Whitlock in game two versus Reed Detmers. Garrett Whitlock in his first game looked good. Five innings, one run. Definitely could have kept going. A lot of strikeouts there. I want to say it was eight. Did I have that right? Eight strikeouts for Witt in his first start. Going against the lefty Reed Detmers, who was good against Baltimore. Five innings, one run. He's a former top prospect, has shown flashes. Like, he's a good pitcher. He might be in the midst of a breakout, and he's a lefty. That could be a tough matchup for the Sox there. Game three, we just saw Tanner Houck face the A's, but he's facing the Angels too. He's getting the third game of this series. He went six scoreless against the A's, 10 strikeouts. We talked all about it on our last series recap episode. He's going against righty Chase Silseth, who against Miami went three innings, three runs, three earned.
That sounds like a worm that you get. Like, I can't come into work. I have a Silseth. And I'm really sick. I haven't been able to eat because of the Silseth worm in my stomach.
Silseth.
Ew. Yeah, it's a slimy name. Like, he probably has like a snail trail when he walks. Silseth.
Silseth. I'm excited to see Silseth.
He makes gooey sounds.
Ugh.
I don't love that Detmers game.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Sox feels like they got the advantage in game one and three on the mound. But yeah, Detmers screams the kind of guy that's going to give the Sox some trouble.
Yeah.
He's that kind of pitcher who for years everyone's been saying, this guy's going to break out. This guy's going to break out. And they keep kicking the can down the road. But I still feel like he's going to figure it out eventually. He's too talented not to. Big kid. Yeah, man, And like you said, he was good against Baltimore, which is a better offense than the Red Sox. So we'll see. That's definitely going to be the toughest game, the middle game. But, I mean, I can give my official prediction right now if you want.
Hit it.
No. Hold on. We've got our players to watch. We got to talk offense first.
Oh, okay.
Because we'll recap our last series predictions too.
Okay.
Players to watch from the Angels. I've got three. You guys can highlight some others if you want. I've done it just based on the guys who are playing well this year. Mike Trout, obviously their best player. 273 with a 1015 OPS. He had a two-homer game on Monday. So he's been okay outside of that game. He was great. It's Mike Trout. He's just great in general. Taylor Ward has had a really good season. He's sitting 320, 1080 OPS. He is coming off a 3-for-5 game on Wednesday. And then Logan Ohapi, he was the guy they got from Philly for Brandon Marsh, a big prospect, catching prospect. He got hurt last year, but he was looking good before the injury. He's back. He's hitting 438 with a 1175 OPS. So those are the guys. This Angels team is not necessarily a team that – I mean, they lost Shohei and like the Artie Moreno didn't really spend that much. I kind of thought they were going to go and get Blake Snell, but they're 4-2, but I don't think many expected them to do anything much this year.
Is this their home opener?
It is. Yeah.
I love that. I feel like teams always lose their home openers. So advantage Red Sox, no pressure on the Red Sox, all the pressure on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, of California, of Disney, wherever the fuck they're from now. But yeah, they're just not a inspiring offense. They just kind of have a bunch of guys who are average, and then there's Trout, like you said. Just a really boring team, honestly. The Angels are a snooze about Ohtani.
They signed Aaron Hicks, man. Aaron Hicks looks a little bit like Alex Cora,
Yeah. Yeah, Aaron Hicks, the next great Yankee. Just
does
wait.
He look like Al Horford? Does Alex Cora look like Al Horford?
No.
I think Aaron Hicks looks a little like both, but Cora and Horford don't look alike.
Corford.
All right, let's predict this series. We'll recap. You guys are crushing. I've got some ground to make up in the series prediction game because you guys both nailed it. So we have a rule update. Sammy, I don't want to get it wrong. You say the rule update.
Okay. So the only way you can earn a bonus point is if the Red Sox play a four-game series and you guess every single game correct. We changed the rule. You don't get a point for guessing every game correct at a three-game series because we feel it would just incentivize everyone to pick a sweep. So that's the rule update. If it's a four-game series, everybody has the opportunity to get a bonus point. Otherwise, 1 point max.
I like it. And to recap the score update, so Sammy nailed not just the series, but the order of operations in the first series. He got 2 points there. Pat got a point for nailing the series. I got nothing. These guys both predicted sweeps this past series with Oakland. I called 2 out of 3. So the score update is Sammy's got 3 points. Pat's got 2 points because he's gotten it right both times. I have not gotten anything right. Sammy 3, Pat 2, Gordo 0. Let's predict this Angels series. Sammy, you're in first, so you have to pick first. I get to go last because I need to hear your guys' genius and decide if I want to follow you up.
I'm going to go with a sandwich series again, and I want the Red Sox to be the bread again. I think they win the first game. I don't like that Detmers matchup. Who's he facing? That's going to be Whitlock,
Detmers,
right?
Detmers is Whitlock, yeah.
Okay, well, Whitlock's good. But yeah, Detmers kind of scares me. And then I think they win the last game versus Hill Seth. So yeah, Red Sox win, Angels win, Red Sox win. And then the Red Sox return to Fenway Park with a record of 7-3.
So you take 2 out of 3. So you think win, loss, win?
Win, loss, win. Yeah, sandwich.
All right. Pat?
I think they also take 2 out of 3, but I think it goes loss, win, win. Detmers is good. Detmers is really good. I think they can get to Detmers. Chase Silseth is not scaring me. Really, none of the pitchers do, quite frankly. But I don't know. I think the Angels have a good enough crowd, home opener, high energy. And Cutter's on the bump for that first one, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think of the first turn of the rotation, you could argue that Cutter didn't look the sharpest of the bunch. Maybe. Maybe Bayo. Either way, I think they lose the first one and win the next two.
Okay. I can't pick the same thing that you guys are picking. I actually have to make up some ground here.
This is why you fall behind. You're incentivized to be a little out of the box.
I know. And I could just go sweep and do that. But like the Sox are 5-2 right now. They're not gonna be 8-2. That just will not happen. So
can you imagine the vibes at Fenway if they come off of it? They arrive at Fenway on what? That would be a 7-game winning streak? Right.
Yeah. There's just no way. They would be incredible, but I have to just, for the sake of it, I'm going to take 1 out of 3. They impressed us a little bit in the Mariners series. They impressed us again in the A series. I think they go loss, loss, win because Chase Silseth is not a real person.
So slimy. Kill yeah.
All right. We're going to have to send in our text chat who picked which order, because there's no way I can remember that at the end of the show.
Remember our individual orders.
Yeah. Remember your order of operations. Well, let's kick it to Pat. Pat, what's the segment? What are we doing?
We are here for our third installment of Crystal Bomb. If you're unaware of how this works, we each pick one player on the Red Sox to hit a home run during the series. If that player hits a home run during the series, we get a point toward our season total. If they do not hit a home run, we get no points. The rule is every time you pick a player, you are ineligible to pick said player for the next two series. So to recap the last Crystal Bomb, I picked Rafael Devers. Gordo picked Trevor Story, who had a very good series, but Sammy took Tyler O'Neill, who somehow did not hit a home run.
No one hit a home run.
No one did. So we...
That's trash. Completely wrong. I apologize for that. But shout out. That was for the MVP.
This is why you got to watch.
That's a work in progress. That's what happens behind the scenes, folks.
You got to watch on YouTube to get a little...
So there it is.
current
Cordero
standings.
May be in the absolute shitter in the series prediction standings, but he does stand alone atop the leaderboard in the Crystal Bomb segment.
1-0-0, baby. Can't catch me.
Gordo, you're up, bud.
All right, I'll go first. I hinted at it last week. I'm going with Devers. I have not taken him yet. I just picture him hitting the home run into the sea of red, and I think he does it in the first game. I think he does it in the Angels home opener. I think he does it off Griffin Canning, maybe the second at bat. I just see it. We're going Devers.
Sammy.
I'm going to go.
No, now you have to say it.
Sorry. My beloved cat just dropped an absolute nuke and I'm dying over here. I'm going to go Manuel Valdez. He's been swinging a good bat. Yeah, dude, I'll be right back. I got to go clean. This is brutal. Damn it, Larry.
He takes Manuel Valdez and now he's going to go clean up after Larry.
I'm going with Tristan Casas. He was starting to heat up toward the end of the Oakland series, starting to get on base, starting to get some base knocks. I don't know. I'm kind of like you. I just see Tristan Casas connecting on like a absolute moonshot in LA. So I'm going
moonshot.
Moonshot. I'm going Casas. I haven't picked him yet. I took Sadon. I took Sadon the first series. Did.
Sammy took Casas.
Yep. I'm going Casas.
Yeah. Okay. So you take Casas. I take Devers. Sammy takes Valdez. All three of us took lefties. There is a lefty in the middle of the series. But okay. I want to kick it to Sammy's segment. Sammy went to go clean up Larry's nuke, but he's now back. Sammy, you're back, but it's your segment. Let's hit it.
Oh, that was disgusting. All right. Time for guys being dudes. This Chill segment.
Out. Hold on, Sammy. I forgot when Pat introduced the segment. Bomb it. Got to make that thing.
Are you going to go? Is that going to be your thing?
So like with the crystal bomb it. Bomb it. And when you – yeah, bomb it. Do it again, Sammy.
Okay.
Do it again.
That was me rewinding. All right. This segment – is called Guys Being Dudes.
Yeah.
Nice. That was good. So in this segment, we're going to take a walk down memory lane, and we like to recall some players who used to be on the Red Sox but also played for, in this case, the Angels. So I'm going to kick it off, switch it up this week. Gordo, who you got?
I'm going to go with a one-year wonder for the Red Sox. It was better for the Angels. We're going to do Garrett Richards.
Oh, not what I was thinking you were going to say.
There's a few options I could go with. Well, if you guys don't name one, we play the Angels again soon, so we can go back to this. But Garrett Richards, I was at Fenway Park in the game where he was covering first base and he sliced up his patella tendon in his knee. Pat, did I say it right? Patella tendon?
Patella tendon, yeah.
Yeah, he sliced that thing up. And the story I have here is that they carted him or stretchered him off and they were taking him somewhere and it was in the concourse. And it was taking so long to like get him off the field that I went to go get food. And when they drove him by or carried him by or whatever, you could just hear screaming. He was just screaming in pain. But yeah, not a very good Red Sox career. Kind of okay out of the bullpen when he got to Boston, but he was signed to be a starter, was not good. Kind of found it a little bit out of the bullpen, but yeah, just overall not a very productive Red Sox career. And his hair.
The jacket, he was like, it's
new. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bitch. California kid.
Yeah. Yo, you want to be in the warm? Not here. Not the right place to play.
He got that 10 mil and he's like, okay, it gets warm in the summer.
Yeah. Well, Garrett Richards, we will forget him eventually. I was going to say never forget, but we'll probably forget him eventually. Pat, who you got?
there's no one guy who is a bigger fucking dude than MLB Hall of Famer David Pauly.
Oh God, that's a random one. Wait, didn't we just talk about him?
I feel like a number 60. Talked about David Pauly like a couple episodes ago.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. That's it. That's your guy.
There's no way you have anything beyond just the name. There's no David Pauly story. It doesn't exist.
There's no. Bopped around, was in Seattle, Angels, Red Sox.
Yeah, you're a big Paul guy.
Yeah, big DP.
Big. All right, docking along. My pick is going to be my mother's favorite player, the last man to wear number 42 for the Boston Red Sox, Mo Vaughn, who was
a good one.
Friggin' awesome. Also had one of the most bizarre batting stances that you will ever see in your life with his, he's like crouched down a little bit, but then has his hands pretty much directly above his head, kind of how Devers used to do it last year. But it just looked bizarre because he's such a big dude, 6'1", 225 in his prime, but he was a little bit heavier than that at times. He also won an MVP with the Red Sox. Let me give you some numbers here. 1995 AL MVP. He played 140 games, 39 home runs, 126 RBIs to lead the league, struck out 150 times, which also led the league, but he hit 300 on the dot, 963 OPS, and 144 OPS plus. He also was intentionally walked 17 times, which is great. So yeah, Mo Vaughn, beast, the last guy to wear 42 for the Sox.
What year was that? What year was that that you just read off?
95. Yes.
Do you remember Mo Vaughn, Sammy? Do you remember watching him at all?
I remember hearing about him. I don't remember watching him. I remember because, like I said, it was my mom's favorite player. So she would be like, oh, I like Mo Vaughn. And so I remember that. And I remember having his card. But it kind of, to be honest, it ends there. I was born in December of 94. So I was not very sentient.
Like
1998 when I was in like preschool, I would still watch Red Sox games. I just had no clue what was going on.
What? Because you were like 100 by then?
No, I was three.
You were born in 1894.
I was three. I'm a 90s kid trying to sort of. But no, yeah.
I remember that. Zero about Mo Vaughn. The one Mo Vaughn thing I have is, so when I was born, it was like my dad's, like one of his good friends, like gave, or actually, no, it was to my brother when he was born. He gave them like a box set of like 1993 baseball cards, but my brother never got into baseball. So I was the one who got to open them. The deal was going to be, you can open this set of cards. It's like a Topps 93 set. You can open it, but only when you get into baseball. And he never did. I did. So I got to open it. By the time I'd opened it, this friend of my dad's had since passed, and in the box, he had snuck a Mo Vaughn like draft pick card that Mo Vaughn had signed. So that was super cool. My dad did not know that he did it. So like, it definitely was like emotional for him, but that was cool. I don't remember watching any Mo Vaughn. My first baseball memories are like in 03, but yeah, Mo Vaughn kind of like the best dude of like a weird era of Red Sox baseball, I feel like.
Were in 2003, does that mean you don't remember Benny Agbayani's 13 games with the Red Sox?
Yeah, that's about right. Dude, I remember like no Brian Daubach. Like, that's probably...
All right, stop. This is actually making me feel old. You remember Brian Daubach?
Dude, yeah.
I remember him playing in Pawtucket at my friend's birthday party. We went to a Paw Sox game. That's how fucking old I guess I am.
Coop, you don't remember Brian Daubach. You're younger than me.
No, I used to go to McCoy.
McCoy. That's where I got my COVID testing in 2020 because I lived in Rhode Island. I would drive up to McCoy, and they would stab me in the nose, and I would cry a little bit because it makes your tears come out, and I'd be like, goodbye.
COVID testing. I thought you meant a COVID shot. I was picturing them shoving a needle in your nose. Oh my God.
No, it was like the middle of COVID.
Oh no, go ahead.
No, it was just the middle of COVID and the state of Rhode Island like assigned me a a location or gave me options, and I saw it was sick. McCoy, like, and it was defunct at the time. It, like, the Paw Sox were gone or had just left. And yeah, drive up. It was drive through. Put your window down, stab it in the face, tear up a little bit, go home, loser.
I miss those days.
Sounds fun, man. Sounds fun.
Yeah, blast.
God, Coop, you want? You got anything? No, Coop's gone. All right.
You want guys being dudes?
Okay.
Oh, guys being. Oh, we're on guys being dudes.
Yeah. Do you want?
Oh yeah, because we're not doing enough sets.
You got it.
I don't know.
On the spot.
Bartolo Colon. He's a guy who thinks he's multiple dudes with multiple families, but
I forgot about that.
People forget Bartolo Colon had a secret family.
He literally is a guy being dudes.
He's a guy being a dude.
No, dudes. Guys That's being true. Dudes. He's multiple. Yeah.
He is the ultimate guy.
Being dudes.
I don't know if I would. He's not the ultimate guy. That's not the nice thing to do. Hey, fellas, young men out there that are impressionable and listen to this show, don't have multiple families.
No, yeah, don't do that. Though, Coop, the face of this segment, whenever, like, we have to get a graphic for the guys being dude segment, it's just going to be big blow up Bartolo Colon face.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember how he got hurt with the Red Sox?
Eating a salad.
He got hurt swinging a bat.
His belt didn't pop. That's Can I true. Change my guys being dude though?
Yeah.
Guys what being do you got? Dudes. No, Cassis. That was a pretty cool shot of him just doing his earthing all alone in the Coliseum.
That's not how guys being dudes works, Coop. Okay.
You gotta pick a guy who played for the Angels and the Red Sox.
Oh, for the Angels and that crosses. Okay, that was bad then.
Oh, nice hat, Coop. That's sick. I didn't realize.
Thank you. I got the patch.
Oh yeah, I noticed that one at the
end. Can I say one? Can I add an extra one? I'd like to add an extra one. I can't believe nobody picked this. Andrew Bailey. He played for the Angels.
Did he play for them or did he coach Lackey. For them?
Did someone say Lackey? Did I miss that?
I had Lackey written down, but we're playing the Angels again soon. I've got a couple more, but I don't want to use them. We're playing them in like a week.
I feel like there's a lot. Nick Punto. Nick Punto is a guy being a dude.
Gordo.
He is a dude.
Yeah, that's Andrew Bailey pitched 4 innings. For the Angels.
Oh, my boy.
Count it.
Wow.
All right. That's the thing.
Bartolo Colon could be a guys being dudes for like half the damn teams we do for this. But you guys got anything else before we wrap this Sox-Angels series preview up?
We got to cut guys being dudes because the Red Sox play the Angels again soon. We don't want to use up all our bullets.
Yeah.
I feel like that's fun. The deeper you makes you get deep.
Oh, we'll go deep in the next one because if they're not playing the Angels again after that, we'll just keep going.
Gordo, I want you to go so deep.
Okay. All right.
On that note, Gordo. Thank you for tuning in to our series preview, Sox Angels. We'll be back after the series. What does the series end on Sunday? So we'll be dropping another episode on Monday. We appreciate you guys tuning in. Before you move on to something else, remember, hit that subscribe button. Whether you're on the Odyssey app, Spotify, Apple, hit that subscribe button, rate us 5 stars, leave a comment, give us your serious prediction, give us a guys being dudes that we missed. Also,
shut the fuck up.
Find us on YouTube.
I like tubes.
Oh, God. WEI. We got a playlist in there. Go find the Play Tessie playlist. Fine. Hit the thumbs up on that video. Subscribe to WEI. Leave your comments there too. And then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm just going to wrap this thing up before Coop can say anything else. But for Sammy, for Coop, and for Pat, it's Gordo here. Appreciate you guys tuning in to the season preview. If you've not listened to our series recap of the Sox A series, Sox got that big sweep. Go tune into that episode. Episode 61 is the episode right below this in your feed. So go listen to that if you haven't already. But for these guys, for Gordo here, this has been Play Tessie, series preview for Sox Angels. Thanks for tuning in. Toodaloo. Oh.